Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. While there, you can find out about attending one of our live shows here in Chicago or on the road coming up in Oklahoma City and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, Peter Siegel. Siegel. This is Matt Novak from Durham, North Carolina.
Hello, Matthew. Are you playing or auditioning? What are you doing?
I'll play.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Matthew. Now, Corva Coleman, sitting in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase, of course, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
I don't mean to imply that I'm easy, and some crude things they say make me queasy. But when it's semi-smart, like don't bypass my heart, I'll fall for a line that is
sleazy.
Oh, close enough. We were thinking cheesy, but sleazy works too. According to a survey in Where Else Britain, 59% of women secretly like it when guys come up to them and say things like, if I told you that you had a nice body, would you hold it against me? A researcher explained, however, and this is important, the women who said they'd be more likely to go out with somebody who used a pickup line said it would also help if the man were handsome and rich. So you might want to try, hey, if I told you you had a nice body, here's some money.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Here is your next limerick.
The Romans have caused fashion scandals since before they were sacked by the Vandals. The tourists' bad move was the empire's groove. Yes, the Romans wore socks with their
sandals.
Right! It's true, the ancient civilization responsible for huge advancements in civil engineering and road building and stadium-sized entertainment also gave us German tourists. Researchers excavating in North Yorkshire discovered a 2,000-year-old Roman sandal with sock fibers on it.
That's so nerdy.
Other historians are not as surprised by the news that the Romans were dorks. They said they've had their suspicions ever since the discovery last year of the Emperor Nero's fanny pack.
I wonder if the empire fell because they spent so much time trying to match their socks.
Exactly. If only they had some kind of advanced mechanism to match their socks.
Oh, that's why they fell.
Here is your last limerick.
Cows fare better than badly fed swine. We get tipsy. It spins our head fine. I say, yippee-ki-yay, I'm a cow sommelier. I will pair all my grains with
wine.
Right, red wine specifically. Very good. Everybody knows that beef goes well with red wine. Turns out that is literally true. The cows at British Columbia's Sesmu Meats have been given red wine in their feed since last year, and the result, we are told, has been meat with enhanced flavor and more fun down on the farm. According to a spokesperson at Sesmu, quote, it definitely changes their personalities. They moo a lot more with each other. They get really chatty. The boisterous and uninhibited nature of drunk cows, though, has had its problems. The farm had to cancel the weekly Hut Udders contest. And there was the unfortunate incident in which a herd of drunk cows went out and tipped over a bunch of frat boys. You can walk right up to them and tip them over and they just lie there. Corva, how did Matthew do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Matthew got three correct answers. He wins Carl's voice on his home answering machine.
Well done.
Yes.
Thanks so much for playing, Matthew.
Thank you very much for having me.